Welcome to the latest Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. And now, here's your host, Michael Loft. And welcome to Serotalk Tech Chat number 58, I believe it is, and the date is April 8, 2010. And tonight, we're doing something a little different. What we're going to do is demo three different scanning and reading solutions, all coming in under $200. There's so many new reading machines on the market that we felt it was important to kind of look at some of the economical solutions. Two of these are what we call mainstream. In other words, what any individual could go out in the store and buy off the shelf and install. One is called Abby, spelled A-B-B-Y-Y, Fine Reader. The latest version is 10.0, and we are using version 9.0, and I'll tell you why in a second. The other one is from ScanSoft, Nuance. It's called OmniPage, and the latest version is 17.0, and we are using 16.0. Now, why am I using slightly older versions? Well, A, it was a cost factor, but B, many people use OpenBook or the Kurzweil K1000, and if you use a third-party scanning solution, they always distribute one scanning engine back from what's released in their own software. So what we'll be demoing, what should be what people are using in their various software applications. But also, it's a cost factor, and we'll show you that here. These the links we can demo will give you some specific prices. And I apologize, we're slightly discombobulated here after rebooting, so maybe that'll be a good thing. We'll see if everything works and does exactly what it is supposed to do.
Serotalk link.
But so what we're going
link.
To do is okay, the speech is going through. I hear it in the other room, so that's working the way it's supposed to. So now the only thing to decide is what order to demo these reading solutions in. And so what I will do,
desktop, nine fine reader.
Now I just give everything its own number, weird thing, so I can find it real quick. So first we're going to look at the Abby Fine Reader version 9.0. And
Untitled document ABBYY Fine Reader 9.0 Professional Edition. Get results with one mouse click.
Okay, so what you have with these other apps are pull-down menus. So one of the first things that will show are the menus. What do you get in this
file? Alt F.
Because a lot of people want to know, you know, what do you, how do you use a program? So if you're coming into this with new software, and I want to back up here in just a second, but first let me show you these menus. So you got File,
Edit,
View,
Document,
Page,
Areas,
Tools, Help,
Quick Tasks,
System, and back to File. And then you just down arrow and look through each of the menu options in there. Before we do that, though, my friend Danny called me, who just recently lost his remaining vision, and asked me a very basic fundamental question. How do I scan important papers I need to scan? So it made me realize that, you know, before I just jump in and show you how to use three different pieces of OCR technology, we need to talk about some very basic fundamental things first, like what do you need and how much are you going to have to spend to put this together? And most importantly, what are you going to be scanning? What is your objective? Is this personal use, or is this something you need to do and handle important papers received in the workplace? So obviously, you need a operating system. Of course, this can be done in Windows, and of course, I know some folks will be interested in options for the Macintosh, and Abby Fine Reader and OmniPage also have Macintosh versions. But for our discussion tonight, we're going to assume that you're coming into this with a Windows computer, so you're either using Microsoft Windows XP, Windows Vista, or the new Windows 7. And then the next thing is to have a scanner. So then the choice is, what kind of scanner do you want to come into this? And for most things, you can go economical and get basically almost any Twain-compliant scanner. A lot of folks are using these Canon. They have the LID number, starting with LID 70, and I think maybe the latest is something like LID 200. And these, a lot of folks have gravitated to. You know, you're talking $60 to $80 for the scanner. Many are USB-powered, which means you could tether it or work with a laptop or a netbook. So basically, create a whole portable solution that you can put in a bag and take with you if you need to travel and scan things on the road. Maybe you're at a seminar or something where they're giving handouts and you want an economical or portable battery-powered way to approach those documents. So then is the issue of the software. And so there's the three solutions we're going to show you tonight. The third one, I'm not even sure if I mentioned, but that is the Serotex document scan. It is our affordable, very simple, straightforward solution to just finding out what's on that page and then reading it or saving it or maybe emailing it or whatever you need to do with it. So then those are your components that you need to come into this. So then the question is storage. How are you going to store these documents? Or maybe more importantly, is organization. But I say storage because, you know, do you need to take these between home and work? Or will these be shared with other people in a work environment where they have to sit on a network or something like that? Or in most cases, we're using this in a home-based environment, scanning our own information. So the question then is, you need to think about some kind of organizational system. You could simply start naming documents and throwing them in there, and that may be great for a while, but then eventually you could get hundreds of documents, and you need to have some way to keep things sorted. What if you're scanning books? Well, you certainly want to make a directory for that book. Or a lot of people like to divide things, categorize your items. So it could be things like faxes, books, bills, mail, maybe junk mail, for those who like to keep junk mail for whatever reason. So there's a whole organization structure that you have to maybe give some thought to before you just start scanning and scanning and scanning so that you can easily find, you know, retrieve and find documents when you need them. But I'm glad that Danny called so that I talked about some of these very basic things. And as you're going to see, unfortunately, it's not just as simple as laying your document in there and getting 100% accuracy. There's very, very few documents, any of you who scan will know, there's very few that come up with 100% accuracy. Unfortunately, oftentimes we are down to a place of simply getting enough information from the document to simply know its purpose and to decide, A, is it important? If it is, we might spend some time and actually edit the document and clean it up and either remove junk from the top or the bottom before saving it. So the first two options that we're going to talk about do that, but the downside, you could argue, is that you're generally using Microsoft Word. So when we do something here with Abbey Fine Reader or OmniPage, at the end of the day, it is opening in Microsoft Word. Again, the plus is you can edit it and do stuff with it there, or you know, you're simply at a point of, wow, what happens if I don't have Word? And I've only had these pieces of software for 2 days, so I'm not going to be like an expert that can answer all your questions. So I'm coming into it pretty much as you are, a new person who maybe has never seen these things, and we want to know just exactly how well will they work. So with that said,
menu open, scan pages, CTRLKS.
So we know right there it says we could scan pages. It says Control K, which I also seen as Alt S. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to hope
Professional Edition. ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.0 Professional Edition.
That all is going to work because I've had to reboot my computer, and we'll see what happens. But what we have here is this Abbey Fine Reader as well as OmniPage. You don't just start scanning. It brings up a nice little toolbar of many different options. And so you have to decide. So I had to Alt-Tab because it created a new window.
Color mode, drop-down list, grayscale optimal for OCR.
So there you go. You can choose your color mode.
Brightness, drop-down list, manual.
You can set your brightness because that will improve the accuracy of the scanning depending on how dark or light the print is on the given piece of paper. Or if by chance you have lighting that's hitting the scanner bit, it's always good to close the lid.
Slider, 50.
And there's a slider.
Paper size, drop-down list, letter, 11x 8.5 in.
So, of course, you can choose your letter size.
ADF with a duplex scanning button, Alt-F.
And I have no idea what that is. ADF, of course, duplex, meaning the ability to scan both sides, or ADF, automatic document feeder, and duplex, meaning both sides of the paper, if you have a scanner capable of that.
Advanced settings button, Alt-F.
There's some more advanced settings.
Preview button, Alt-V.
A preview button.
Scan page button, Alt-S.
And the scan page button, ADF, which is with a duplex, what I'm going button, to press the space bar at this point. And you may hear my little noisy, whiny CanoScan LID70 doing its thing. And this document is not going to give us accuracy, but what we want to know at this case, this is,
page button, Alt-S.
This is a piece of mail. So what I really want to know at this point is, how important is it? Can I tell what it is, so if I need to go any further and open it or just junk it? But you're not ready to scan yet because it's asking you right now, do you want to scan another page?
Document 1, ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.0 Professional Edition, 4, Lang, FF,
let's
FF, list, event 57X,
jumped on me
X,
here.
Event 50, untitled document 1, text, ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.0 Professional Edition, and 0, talk tech chat, ABBY Wi-Fi, ABBY Wi-Fi. Close button, Alt-C.
So we have some options.
Reset the default button, Alt-D. Scan next page button,
you
Alt-S.
Can scan next page.
Reset the default button, Alt-D.
Reset your defaults or close, so
resolution, drop-down list, free.
So if we're done scanning, we would certainly close at this point.
Untitled document run, text ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.0 Professional Edition. 5, information for Vectren Energy Delivery Custom, TI.
Okay, didn't read much other than information for Vectren customers, so I know that is a utility bill. So,
Zero Talk Tech Chat 57 to 3 most
what
untitled
this,
document run, text ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.
What it should
information
do, or...
Information for Vectren Energy Delivery Custom.
Now it's reading that in its window, and of course you can do other things in here. You can have it open in Microsoft Word. We can... pull down some
file menu open new find reader documents save find reader
save
sub menu.
I was going to show you save as menu because open. All of these programs have a method that lets you save in different formats. So you decide what format or what file extension do you want the document to have, and that depends on how you plan to read the document. So in other words, unlike your Open Book or your K1000 or even Cerotex document scan, you're really not reading the document in this piece of software itself. You're actually exporting it. So that's something very important to keep in mind. So
Microsoft Excel document, so, Microsoft Word document.
So you have a variety of options here. You have a Word document,
Microsoft Excel
you have
document.
Excel, so if it is a spreadsheet or something that is written in a table format, it'll do its best. No guarantees, but might be able to put it into a spreadsheet for you.
Microsoft PowerPoint document.
A PowerPoint slide, so if you have something that is designed for
PDF
that.
PDF document.
PDF, which is very interesting.
HTML document.
HTML meaning a web page, so theoretically if it's scanned well, you could convert it into a web page, and it even... turn those little HTTP URLs, as they're called, into actual links that you could click on and go to the appropriate website.
Text document.
And, of course, what most people do is you're just going to convert it to a text document. And there's some other formats in here as well.
Save a submenu. File.
But, again, I can't show you every feature just to try to give you the gist of how this would work.
Backslash.
So... there's a lot of features. If you look through these menus, there's a lot of customization. This is the most economical of options. You can get 9.0, even though 10.0 is out. I've seen it for as low as $49.95. So if you want something quick and dirty, you can tie this $50 piece of software up with maybe a $50 to $70, $80 piece of scanner. But yeah. So, you know, $125, you have a scanner and the software. So if economics are important to you and you don't mind the document opening into Word, you know, then there you go. There's one option for you. So
ABBY Wi-Fi Reader 9.0 Professional Edition. Do you want to save the changes you made to Untitled 0? Yes button. Alt.
So by default, it called it Untitled 0, and you don't really know what it is yet. I could have called it Vectren. I could have called it anything I want. In this case, I don't want to save
no
it.
Button. Alt. Zero Talk Tech Chat 50s.
Okay, so... We're done with that. Let's
desktop,
quickly show you OmniPage 16. This is more of a power tool. This is definitely not something I would recommend for a new user. It's a lot of configurability, and if that's what you want, great. This may be the software for you. I'm seeing it, I think, for like $149. Now, both of these have like regular and professional versions. The pro versions get up into the $300, $400 range. They give you the ability to kind of create and edit PDFs and a lot of other things maybe used in an office or networking type of setting. And, of course, I don't have those versions. I can't demo them. But
Zero OmniPage.
So what 20, we have...
Zero Talk Tech OmniPage 16.
We have OmniPage 16 and...
File. Alt-F.
It's working now. What happened the first three or four times that I ran this is that it kept coming up with this little web page saying, what do you want to do? And... showing me is all these different options that the software had to offer, and it didn't even let me save into the Microsoft Word format. Finally, after about the fourth time I played with it this evening, it's finally starting to behave. But even doing a basic scan, there's a little bit involved with it. You've got, and I mean, this program's got so many options, I can't even go into it. But again, you can hit the Alt key and go through your different menus for file,
edit new,
view,
process
window.
Help,
system, and then back to file. But this one we have to because I don't know of a hotkey to begin scanning. We have to go in the file menu.
Menu open. Get page submenu.
Then we have to go into the get page submenu.
Menu open. Load files. Checked.
We have load files.
Load digital camera files. Scan. N.
And then the scan option. And I have to press enter on that before it will even
message watch
initiate a scan for us here.
Scan here. Simple mode tab. Simple mode tab. Simple mode tab. Simple mode tab. Select source. Drop down list.
Now again, we have, just like Abby, we have a window of other options that we have to, and again, and maybe it's my newness, there's probably you can go into the preferences of these and maybe eliminate a lot of this and expedite the process of simply scanning a page when you got a piece of email and you quickly want to know what it is. But I'm showing you this because this is more of the native and default behavior that you're going to get with these pieces of software should you choose to go this way.
Preview. Select source. Drop down list. Newspaper. BW.
So it says select source. You have a couple options
magazine,
there.
Help.
photo magazine, and magazine and newspaper, BW.
Document grayscale.
Document grayscale. Now, remember we learned from the other Abby that document grayscale may be the best for trying to simply get the text from a document.
Preview button, Alt key.
There's the preview button, which means it's going to show it on the screen, but not really speak anything, so not of any use to me anyway, unless you have a little bit of vision.
Destination, drop-down list, print 300 by.
So it's asking, what's reading the fields a little funny, but they're 300 CPI, meaning, you know, the characters. And if you have a scanner of greater capability, maybe it will improve the scanning, maybe not.
Output size, drop-down list, flexible.
And so there are a whole bunch of options you keep scan going button, through Alt these. S. So I actually want to go to the scan button, and it says
Alt S. Do not open the document cover. Cancel button, 1%.
It's good to know. It tells me do not open the document cover.
42%.
And we'll see what it does with this particular document. I think it reads all these about the same. And if we have more time, we could try
scan
some.
Lead zero talk tech chat 57 to 3 continue automatic processing. What would you like to do now? Stop loading pages button, Alt S.
Okay, so it wants to know, what do we want to do? Do we want to stop?
Add more pages button, Alt S.
Add more pages.
Stop loading pages button, Alt S.
Stop loading
more pages.
Pages.
Stop loading pages button, Alt S.
Well, it's not really giving me a choice, so 16. I'm going to press escape, and now, and again, maybe there's an easier way to
file.
Do this. I'm just
Alt
still
S.
new at this,
menu
but I have
open.
To go back
get
into the file menu,
convert sub-menu.
Get down
C.
into the convert menu.
Document. Checked. C.
It says convert document.
Menu closed.
And we'll see if it opens up in Word as it did for me the last time, finally, after about three or four scans.
Untitled TXT Microsoft Word, PRSRTSTD, start of document. U.S. postage, paid, Chicago IL, permit no 1185, information for Vectron Energy Delivery Custom, P.O. Box 163,155, Columbus, 043,260.
Okay, so this read a little bit more information. And again, that's the difference.
Michael Off, 54.
Between the, oops, I almost gave up my address there. That's the difference between the scanning engines. You know, OmniPage has its own and Abby FineReader has its own. So that doesn't mean, don't assume from that OmniPage is better than FineReader. Each is better with certain types of documents. And when we take comments later this evening, maybe some people can comment on things that they found that work better specifically with OmniPage or that work better with Abby FineReader. But I'm, again, in Microsoft Word, so I could edit this, I could manipulate it, save it, you know, put it whatever, name it whatever, and place it wherever I want. So again, both of these requiring having, and again, I don't know what happens if you don't have
OmniPage
Microsoft
16.
Word. That's very good. I've just closed the document. I'm going to close OmniPage,
zero
and then we're going 50. To show you.
Desktop, mobile, please wait.
I'm going to show you Cerotex document scan technology.
SA mobile desk.
And I'm on the desktop.
Document scan.
And I hit D, and it landed me on the document scan. I will press Enter.
New window. Document scan. 1. Scan new document.
So we have some very basic options. The price, by the way, if you're wondering, is $159. But I think you're going to find the ease of use is really powerful here, and the ability to get your documents in different places. So we can scan a document.
Browse documents. Link.
We can browse documents.
Back to the start. Scan new document. Link.
So let's press Enter, and we'll scan a document.
Page,
now, of course,
wait,
this is just going to be the Vectron utility bill. We can pop something else in here if you like, but I wanted to have some consistency here. So what you have is an envelope and just a little windowed area. That's all it has here to work with.
Page content, editable text, PRSRTSTDUS, postage, page Chicago, IL permit no 1185, information for Vectron Energy Delivery Custom PO, box Michael Off VV5432 Eden.
Okay, so this one reads a little closer.
Evansville, 100-111, Lang, button, scan next page.
So it read somewhere kind of between the other two. So, and there's a lot of things you can do to improve the quality of scanning. I mean, I've seen people put like this strange kind of white paper on the top or the underside of the lids of the scanner, and you can do all this orientation. Sometimes just cleaning your scanner gets fingerprints, it gets dirt from the documents. There's a lot of things that can impair its ability. So anyway, we have this here. If I decide I want to open it, I could scan it again and read more information. But our options are to scan another document.
Scan this page again.
Scan this page again. So maybe you had part of it cut off, or you want to try to see if you can get a little better read on it.
Save document button.
Or you can save the document if it's important enough to save.
Start over button.
Or start over. And what that will do in this case.
Message from WebPage. Are you sure you want to permanently lose this document and start over? Okay button.
Right. So it's basically saying, do you want to delete? You know, you're done. You don't want this document. You sure you don't want it? Yes, I don't want it.
Document scan. Scan page. Start over
button. Okay. So that's what we have there. I'm going to put one more in. Perhaps one more bill here, and we will start over, and we'll see what this is, if it's anything worth keeping or junkage. So,
scan new document. Link. Jump into the back to the start.
Right. Scan new documents. So what we need to do here, and we'll see what this envelope may be. I have no idea. I honestly do not know what this is. And then we'll show you how to go in and browse some saved documents that I have here. And any of these scanners, if you get a nice typewritten letter, you should have no problem at all. You should read it and do really
page
well.
Content, editable text, Anthem.
Anthem. Ah, they're trying to sell me some Blue Cross and Blue Shield action or something, which I'm not really interested
page
in.
Page content, editable text, Anthem. Health, join in. Thinking of retiring early, we can LT you get. Thinking of retiring early, we can LT you get ready. Check out our affordable smarts and sale plans. PRUSP, PBLOOPER, ILM ID code 43,037,265.
Okay, now keep in mind it's reading through a window. You know, the window of an envelope, and of course they're using something. It's not just standard generic print. They're writing something there to get your attention. So you've got some logos there. You probably have a couple different fonts going on. But as you can see, very quickly, I did not have to go into all these settings. I simply chose document scan. I said scan a document. I laid the envelope in there. It told me, all right, I know this is a piece of junk mail. I can tell by the size. There's all kinds of crap in it that I have neither the time nor desire to read. But if you were interested, you could certainly proceed, and that's the power of it.
Scan next page button. So, scan this page again. But save document. Button.
So
start over. Button. Message from web page. Are you sure you want?
No, document we don't. I have no interest
scan
in it.
Document. Link. Browse documents.
Let's
link.
Browse documents. This
browse
is
documents.
The power
run.
Of it.
/docs/IndianaResources.
Okay, so I have one called Indiana Resources.
Two. Link. Driver Genius Receipt, April 7th to 20th.
Driver Genius Receipt. So I can have receipts in here for items that I buy and want to write off for tax purposes.
Link. /RobberProm. Visited.
RobberProm. I'm not sure what that is. What is RobberProm?
Contract for service. Client. Robinson High School 2000 and Cross Robinson. IL 62,654. Member.
Okay,
Michael
it's a Lock, contract.
Eden, DR, Evansville, and 47,700.
To do DJ work.
2554-812-618-1380. Email Lofts GlobalNet. Date May 3rd, 2008. Location School Gymnasium at 2000 and Cross. Start end time 700-1100.
As you hear, there's no errors. It was a page that I typed and just verified that it looked okay.
700 p.m. on May 3rd, 2008. Vendor shall provide music, lighting, and 2 microphones for public address. Client shall provide 1 6-foot table, 2 chairs, and electricity. Client agrees to hold vendor harmless against personal injury to students, staff, parents, and all other attendees. Client agrees to compensate vendor for damage to equipment caused by attendees. Client agrees to provide prom theme and music requests with this contract. Vendor agrees to play age-appropriate music with no obscene lyrics. Vendor.
Okay, so as you hear there, it's flawless because, again, this is a clean typed document. We went in and we had a specific purpose. And pretty much any scanner is going to handle a document like that. So that is a very, very, let's see where we are here on time, but a very quick and dirty overview of these three scanning solutions.
SA Mobile Desk.
Of course, I didn't save. Well, it's already saved.
SA Mobile
so,
Network. Are you sure? Zero talk.
So, I Tech think with that,
CSUN highlights and XP mode under Windows 7. Link.
What I'm going to do here is let me go into my volume control and disable so that you no longer hear my computer
Start
speech.
Menu, up, menu close. Start
and then
control.
We can take some questions.
Button,
and
select,
I really
checkbox, not checked.
Would be curious to hear from folks who. For folks who have used either of these technologies, any of them, especially the Abbey Fine Reader and OmniPage, who have consciously decided, hey, I'm not going to, again, I'm not bad-mouthing any product. K1000 and OpenBook both provide some very advanced features, Braille, faxing, the ability to grab PDF documents and do conversions, and a lot of things that you may not find in these other pieces of software. So again, it comes down to what do you need? How much are you willing to spend? Is this coming out of your pocket or you have the benefit of getting this through some state agency? And so either way, even if it is coming through a state agency, is a product specifically for the blind really better than an off-the-shelf product that you can get that's going to be updated more often and have a really wider variety of more mainstream features? So again, this is just to show you three options. And again, Cerotex document scan is $159. The link that I have up here for OmniPage, this particular one, I think I was seeing around $149. And Abby was, this 9.0 was checking in at about $49. It seemed like the version 17 was quite a bit more than that. So you have to do some shopping around. These links point to Amazon, where you can, of course, get new and used and shows you how many. So you can either get from Amazon or some third-party company. So I myself have no problem buying a slightly older version anymore. The updates in OCR technology really, at the end of the day, don't seem to make that much difference. I really have not seen any major improvements since, I don't know, maybe 2002 or 2003, something like that. But what I'm going to do here is enable questions, and I'm going to enable the live enable the live voice chat there. So again, if you have a question, simply press F9 and quickly state your name and release. Likewise, we have some folks in the chat room who I don't think were able to hear the actual audio of the computer speech, but hopefully I explained enough for you to understand what we're working with. And simply press enter in that case if you're in the SeroTalk tech room, and just state your first name, and we'll see if you have any questions this evening. And I myself and some others who are attending, we can answer your questions about these certainly much more affordable scanning and reading solutions. Oh, someone else? I think there was two people, but I'll start with you, Mike, and then we'll come back.
Okay. I have used the OmniPage one in the past, and the one thing that it has that I don't think that the Abbey Fine Reader has is OmniPage does include the RealSpeak voices, I think, at least it used to, and it will actually read the text that it recognizes. As far as accuracy goes, I've done some comparisons now. I've used Kurzweil 1000 for the accuracy, but it's the same engines, so it is a fair comparison. I start out with the Nuance OmniPage usually first. It's a little faster, and there are some settings probably too of do you want speed and or do you want to focus more on speed or accuracy. Although the choice there I think is obvious, always take accuracy. If that's too slow, it's probably time for a computer upgrade. But I start with usually OmniPage, and if that has trouble, then I will switch to Fine Reader. OmniPage is a little bit faster, and it tends to recognize text a little bit better when there's also pictures on the page. Fine Reader, if there's pictures, it tends to choke on it a bit, and it will recognize it as a bunch of carrots and other odd symbols that get into the text, whereas the OmniPage engine tends to ignore that a little bit better. I mean, that's just me. Other people might find better results, but I always start out with the OmniPage / Nuance engine in Kurzweil, and then if I have trouble, then I will switch to Fine Reader. But for books and stuff like that, the OmniPage engine does very, very well.
Okay, thanks for that. I want to address a question here on my screen right now. Someone asks, George McDermott asks, or Mac? Yeah, okay. Is the Serotek scanner available via the Build-A Bundle? The K1000 is quite expensive, and do we really need all those features? This is not in the Build-A Bundle because of the licensing involved for us to give you 1 month of it and then have people cancel because we'd have to procure the licensing. But maybe that'll change at some point in the future. But as of today, it is not a part of the Build-A Bundle, but maybe at some point down the road. So, but as of now, it's not. I think we figure if you're that serious about it, you're getting a scanner and you're getting your system access in place to use it. So I'm not sure if there's a technical reason. I know there's licensing issues for that. So that's kind of where we are as of today, where that's concerned. I think there was someone else in our tech room who had a question. Can we go ahead, please?
Yeah, Maddie.
Okay, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was curious if any of these scanners will recognize handwriting, and if not, know of any...
I don't know of any scanner that'll do handwriting. I suppose if you printed well enough, there might be some success, but I really... They're nothing we're talking about. And I did see, and I can't even think of the name of the company off the top of my head, there was a company that made something that could do some handwriting recognition. And there certainly are technologies to do this. I recall it was quite expensive, but I'll have to do some research on that, Maddie. I think there are some options, but nothing within what we're demonstrating tonight can extract handwriting as you see it. Even had issues with typewritten material, especially when you get into different fonts and things of that, columns, and a lot of different issues that come into play. But if anyone has any information on that, by all means, let us know. I know I saw something last year at CSUN that did handwriting, and it was more for, in that space, it was more, I think, for the augmentative communication where they were teaching children to write and have the ability for them to have it read it back to them. I just don't recall what that's called or the cost or anything, so I have to go back and look at my notes from last year. Anyone else with anything on either side? Again, F9 is your push-to-talk key in accessible event, and the enter key, of course, in the SeroTalk Tech Chat. Of course, you can simply pose a question or a voice question. I do kind of like them text, that way we bring it up on the screen and people have it there in front of them to see if you have any questions or concerns. I agree with you, Mike. I think OmniPage does a little better job. And you're right, there was an F10 key that said text-to-speech, or it said speech, I believe, was the verbiage. But I turned it on and didn't hear anything. But actually, it wasn't until right before this tech chat that I finally get it to read, so I could try it again. I'm not sure that the real speak voices are there for it to work, if there's something else I need to do. But yes, there was definitely an F10 key, so it's very possible that I could work without any screen reading technology. Is that what you're saying? It kind of works as a standalone reading? Well, of course, you still have to traverse the menus and learn the menuing system. But I don't know if there's any hotkeys to initiate a scan or ways to automate it. It's quite a variety of options. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff, and I would have to sit down and really read the documentation to OmniPage. It does quite a bit.
Yeah, you'd have to navigate the menus. It's not self-voicing, but you could... I've never set this up. I don't know if that version has it or if you have to the professional. I know there's workflows you can set up and things like that. It does have a ton of stuff. And I believe it has the RealSpeak. You might go the first... Well, I like to explore the menus, but the first place I go to with a new application in Windows is off to Tools and Options, or in the Mac's case, Preferences. That's the first place I usually go. Check out some options. And you might be able to set the voice in there, but I know it does have the ability to read... the one thing I should mention, too, I think about both of these programs, at least it used to be this way, maybe it's changed. This is a pet peeve, not that I encourage piracy, but it's just something to be aware of. I know OmniPage does, and I think FlameRanger does, too, but you do have to deal with the whole product activation nonsense with both of those. And, of course, then if your computer would ever crash or something, you may have to ask them for another key, which that's just, I know some people may not have a problem with it. For me, it's a pet peeve. I don't agree with it. I understand why they do it, but that doesn't mean I like it or agree with it.
Well, I mean, we don't know the specifics of it. A lot of companies have product activation, but you can activate 4 or 5 times before it just doesn't work anymore. I don't know about either of these companies. I can't comment on how they do it. I want to address this item here that JJ submitted, and I was going to actually have him come in because I know he's played with this stuff, but he points out some really good things here that, looking at the reviews, there isn't much difference between OmniPage 16 and 17. He said that earlier versions were slower for OCR, so he would go for at least 16, but definitely you need OmniPage 17 if you want to get into Windows 7. Thanks for that very bit useful information. That's very good to know. So,
this is Kenny.
See if we have any other questions or comments. That's Kenny,
yeah,
go ahead, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment. With Document Scan, you can carry it on your U3 drive, so you necessarily wouldn't have to install things from, on your, if you went to someone else's computer and they had a scanner, you can just use Document Scan real quick and not have to worry about carrying your OmniPage or your Abbey Fine Reader.
Yes, I think I started to mention it, maybe got tongue-tied there, but yes, you can have this on your U3 drive, so you can take it with you as long as you connect to a machine and there's a Twain-compliant scanner ready to go. You can use it on another computer. Again, the question is, do you have your own scanner that's either HID, meaning there's no drivers required? I don't know of any scanners. I'm not even sure if there's scanners like that, though. Usually there's some kind of drivers required, aren't there? So your mileage is going to vary and maybe a little limited on trying to walk up to a different computer. But you are correct that is capable in the U3 technology. So as long as the scanner is installed and ready to go, you could be at someone else's or a library that might have a scanner attached and be able to scan something. So let's see. We have another question coming in here. And George says, thanks to Serotech for providing an affordable, easy-to-use scanning solution that everyone can buy if needed. Nice to see a blind product that doesn't cost over $500. Thank you very much, George. We strive to keep the cost low, and a lot of features that you're not going to find there that some people want and some people don't. I got to say myself, I have a piece of paper. I don't know what that paper is. I simply want to know what it is. Is it something I need to deal with? Is it something I need to keep and file for future use? Or is it like most things we get in the mail and what have you? Is it just a piece of junk? Is it just a waste of a tree? Which, for me, a lot of printed materials are, because most things that we get and need are in digital format. So thank you for that. We certainly strive, and, that ease of use is very important. Like I was talking about my friend Danny, who's newly blinded, and reminding me of something that we all went through, not only learning Windows or Macintosh, but then trying to learn all of the commands that go with a screen reader. So you really have a lot of information coming at you. And I don't know, if you don't feel tech savvy, if you're ready to dive into, you know, OmniPage or Abby Fine Reader. But if you are, if you don't mind tinkering around and playing around with these technologies, you can basically get the same results and do so for quite a bit less. But I mean, the great thing is all these items I've shown you are all pretty comparably priced. So if you shop around, you get all these for under $200, and it's just a question of which one, or maybe you want both. Maybe you want Appy Fine Reader and OmniPage, so you have the benefit of both engines. Yeah. Let's see what this next question is here from JJ. Okay, good thing your JJ mentions that he says that also OmniPage 17 has support for digital cameras of 2 megapixels or higher, which is great if you don't have a scanner, although I haven't tested him himself. He hasn't tested it to see if it actually works, because that's kind of the new rage in scanning these days, is that people are actually getting away from scanners and taking pictures with cameras. Now, let's see. Okay, Abby Taylor asks if Document Scan gives you the option of opening a document in Microsoft Word like the other scanners do. No, we're not really designed to open external documents. We assume that if you wanted to open a Word document, you would just have Microsoft Word for that purpose. Now, certainly, once you scan with our technology, you could save it and then open it in Microsoft Word if you needed, you know, to save it in some alternate formats or mark it up or, you know, bold and underline and add web links and things of that sort. But again, ours is a very simplistic, let's keep it simple. And assuming, again, if you wanted to open a Word document, you would open Word first and bring the document in that way. And it is a good point, because these other ones do let you open other documents. You could bring in a Word or PDF documents into the scanner, so they're more than reading options in a lot of ways. You actually can edit in them as well. And again, they have basic version and more professional versions, because they're designed more in the office environment, where you're not just reading something real quick to determine its importance, but you're actually scanning it in and storing it on behalf of the company. Maybe it's material that's coming in from consumers or clients or other corporations. So it's kind of a different market and a different purpose. But thanks for that, Abby. Very good question. George asks, if one buys a copy of Serotek's scanning copy, can you subsequently use it with SA to go? Well, you can't buy the document scanned as a standalone item. So you're either already using System Access, or you've got SAMNet in place. So you cannot buy it as its own entity. It's a part of the Serotek suite of products, and that's why it's really not in the Build-A bundle, because it's not really a standalone item. So that's an important point to mention, because if you just wanted this but wanted to stay with your current screen reading technology, it doesn't quite work that way. So in all fairness, you could say, if you've never bought anything from Serotek, that there is a little bit more cost than the $159 involved. This is kind of adjunct or addendum to. It's to be used really in conjunction with, as you saw, it came up as an option on the SA mobile desktop. That's really what it's designed. So I do thank you for asking that so that we could clarify it. Okay, George says, okay, I understand, but if someone has SAMNet, can they use it with SA to go? Okay. That's a good question. I really don't think it's designed that way.
So if they're on a computer, it doesn't.
No, it's right. You've got to download and have it in your.
Right.
You have to have it installed. It has to be in place. You can't. Right. It's not remote. You have to actually, you know, go into your. The first time you run it from the desktop, it actually has to install. So that would have to install a temporary copy, and it's not quite designed.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. It does work for a U3 drive. So that's the way you want to approach it. If you want the portability, I mean, it's assuming that you're either at your workstation or, you know, if you're not, then the U3 is the way to set it up. Set up System Access on that U3, George, and that's plug that in. Then you can have that capability. But it's not really designed to work in conjunction with SA2Go, because the whole point of SA2Go is to keep a very small footprint so that it gets downloaded, installed, and usable in a very, very quick manner. So unless you're installing System Access or SAMNet or Trial on that machine so that you're going from start to finish where you're actually getting it installed, then you can do document scan. But no, it will not. It's not designed to use with the remote SA2Go. Either if you want that portability, you're going to need to have the U3 drive, your SA Mobile U3 drive, to kind of make that happen. You may not have seen George's last question. I apologize, because I forgot to close the one underneath. I have to remember to do that. Yes, it does. George commented, SA2Go does have a light footprint. It's even lighter than ever. And, of course, if you didn't know, if SA2Go is hard to remember, which it's really not, but some people substitute the number 2 for TO. There's also freescreenreader.com. Both will get you to the same place. So SATOGO.com or freescreenreader.com. And you can try out all this good stuff for 7 days. By the way, you can do a demo if you want to try it. You know, you're limited to 5 scans, so pick 5 differing types of documents just to put it through its paces and kind of see what it's made of. So can't save anything with it, but it gives you a shot to just see if it's going to meet your needs. Because the main thing you want to know is, right, is it accurate? Is it going to read this document well enough for me to know what I want to do with it? I don't think you'll go wrong. I own K1000. I actually, back a few years ago when I worked for the Better Business Bureau, had, you know, Indiana State bought it for me. I'd paid for a couple upgrades out of my pocket, but I must be honest with you, I paid $125 for the upgrade from 11 to 12, and now after seeing these options of the same price that are mainstream technologies, I have drank the Kool-Aid. I don't see the need or benefit anymore in paying these $100, $125, $150 upgrades to an existing blindness-specific product, and I'm not criticizing them. You know, they have their place, and many people like the features that they bring to the table. But in the future, I plan on taking any money like that and buying these standalone, off-the-shelf reading solutions. You know, because then when we do that, we can go to them, just as many people have gone to Apple, again, as an example, and ask for improvements in accessibility or specific features that would be useful to us. You know, whether it be a hotkey or some way to automatically scan with maximum results because all we want is a text readout of what's there. Or, you know, as we're talking about the RealSpeak capabilities there in OmniPage. So this is a time like never before where we've been able to ask and get features implemented. So I think it's a very exciting time. Let's see what we have in our next question from JJ. Okay, I should read it first, but I will try to mimic along. JJ says that K1000 definitely seems to have a market, however, when you consider that OmniPage has been roughly accessible for a decade now and still doesn't have much traction in the blind community, despite its superior OCR capabilities. That's a good point, because I actually played with OmniPage back in, I think it was 01, maybe, or 02. I think I got a version with a scanner that I bought. So sometimes it's distributed, or at least back in the day it was, when scanners cost a little more. And they would maybe give you a copy. I don't know what that version that was, 9 or something. I don't know. It was like 8 years ago. And it worked. And I don't know why I didn't stay with it. Again, I guess like a lot of people, it's okay, well, they're willing to buy me K1000, I'll take it.
Now,
the latest technology and all that goes with it.
Products are, you know, 508 compliant. So it is reasonable to assume that they, of course, have been developed, you know, with at least some, you know, accessibility in mind. And, yeah, the versions of OmniPage I've used have been accessible, very much so.
I know people ask me about the Macintosh. I would love to know if anyone's made it work. I know some have done the Abbey Fine Reader, but it does the scan of the image, but you need some other mechanism to convert it. And in addition to that, in OmniPage, you also have something called Read Iris, but I don't know the level of success. I know someone complained about it. They didn't think it did a good job, and the price was $129. But again, that's the price everyone's paying. You're not paying any more or less than anyone else. So if someone has conclusive information on that, we'd be glad to share that with folks. Just a few minutes left. We'll see if any final comments, and we talk about some other things. There was a few exciting announcements. Today, Apple announced their iPhone 4.0, which is coming out in this summer, but more toward the fall for the actual iPad users, but some cool features. Their form of multitasking that can be implemented in 7 different ways. The ability to create folders, which is something I've always kind of wanted as a way to, you know, put all my radio apps in one folder, and my news apps in one, and my social networking stuff in another, and you know, one for my music applications and stuff. And they actually have a dock, so you can put your favorite things on the dock. And they call it multitasking. It sounds more like a way that you actually store, memorize the last settings or the, you know, where you were in your last app, and you can kind of pause it, basically put it to sleep and go do something else and come back to it, and it stays in the same state it was. But it sounds like some very exciting stuff, and it's going to bring some true quality functionality. I read another article today, only in one place, so I can't verify any authenticity to it, but there's been some rumors that there's going to be a slightly smaller iPad, 5 to 7 inches in the $400 price range. So maybe they feel that either the large one is, the 9.7 is just a little bit too large to hold in one hand, or people want it slightly smaller, either for portability to put in their purse or a carrying bag or something to make it look a little less conspicuous when traveling. Let's see, we have another question here. Abby Taylor asks if a Kurzweil scanner works with document scan. Now, by that, I don't know if you're talking like the old Xerox ones, like the Kurzweil personal reader, those things. I would doubt it. I mean, basically, any scanner that's Twain compliant. Or what's that other technology? WIA, WIA, or something like that? There's two.
Or Windows Image Acquisition, which is supported by XP. Yeah, which, that's what I use.
Possession, right.
It still works, so I haven't replaced it. An HP 5P SCSI scanner over here, and it works beautifully with XP. By the way, one awesome feature, I don't know if you guys read this on the iPhone 4.0, and I assume it's going to be on the iPod Touch. The iBook app will be coming to the iPhone 4.0 also.
Yes, iBooks will be coming over there, so by then, there should be quite a wealth of titles. It'll be curious to see what we have access to. Let me make sure first here to close Abby's question so you actually see this next question. Okay, Abby asks if her cousin... I don't know if it's actual... I can't honestly answer that question, Abby. She wants to know if her husband's actual Kurzweil scanner bought quite a few years ago will work with it. Again, my only answer without knowing it, what it is, it has to be Twain compliant. So that's the question. And you'll probably know that because there'll be some Twain drivers involved, or you may have to actually call Paul or someone over there at Kurzweil at K1000 or something. But I, as far as our technology, it has to be Twain compliant. That's the, you know, without, if you gave me a specific model, I guess we could look it up. If you call our support, we could assist you with that. But I have no way of knowing without, you know, off the top of my head, there's so many scanners. And some of these companies are, I mean, there are just so many technologies out there. Ernesto asks, does the new iPad have Wi-Fi access? Well, the again, I don't want to go too much there because we're about out of time here, but the first ones are Wi-Fi only, and the ones forthcoming, hopefully around the 24th of the month, actually have 3G capabilities, and a couple folks at Serotech have ordered those, and once we have something in our hands, we'll be glad to demo those. In the meanwhile, I would suggest going over to blindcooltech.com. Matthew Waldbrecht has done an interview or review of the iPad, and also Josh DeLinecourt at maxaccessibility.net are two places where you can actually hear some audio demos of the iPad as it stands today. So that's kind of the best way to answer that. JJ says it'll be interesting to see a comparison of the number and quality of books available on Blio and iBooks. Now, see, what I think is going to happen where that's concerned is I think they're going to be similar. I mean, there's different companies for distribution, but I suspect that if these publishers decide to make their books available in electronic format, that they'll be going out and working with Blio and iBooks and, you know, making sure that it works on the iPhone and any of the Google phones. And, you know, I would suspect that you'll, if something's available, I suspect to see it across all formats. I'll be curious to see if RFBND or Bookshare can procure any kind of method to protect the content and make them available through their own portals. I think that'll be equally interesting because what we talked about is people are running out and buying all these Book Senses and Bookport Pluses and, you know, these PlexTalk Pockets, but I don't know of any guarantee that they will have the capabilities or the hardware to render those books. And what I'm hearing is no. Don't quote me on it. Maybe there is an exception in some of these devices, but what I'm hearing is they will not. So if they do really get to this alleged figure of 1 million books, I'm just curious if people who've bought these blindness-specific items might find themselves scratching their heads going, I've got this and now I still have to use Windows or Macintosh or an iPhone to read these. So I'll be curious to see how all of that pans out. Definitely. Okay. Hopefully all those questions were viewed. I apologize. I always have to remember to close the previous question, and sometimes you don't see the one that came after it. Okay. George asks here. We're a little over, but we started late. So let's see. Maybe start at the beginning here. With the free NLS player in Blio, let me see what he's asking here. Will that limit the DTB market in your mind? I do find it odd that the media platform, what are you saying? Well, I can tell you, well, the stream is an old technology. I mean, the Victor stream is great. And you got to give it kudos. It was the first to the market. And it's very possible that we would not have these other readers were it not for it and its success. But the stream, being the oldest technology, also has the oldest hardware. So something to keep in mind. I mean, I know it's still selling well. A lot of people like that particular technology. But, you know, we'll just really have to see what the future has in store. I don't know as far as that question, what's going to happen, how Blio's going to affect. I don't think it's going to affect the NLS Digital Talking Book program because it's a completely different market. And a lot of folks using those aren't necessarily computer users. So I don't think it's going to be so much an impact on NLS. I think it's going to be more for RFBND and, you know, Bookshare, especially something like Bookshare, where people pay them $50 a year. And they may say, well, why pay you $50 a year if there's a million titles over here? Or I can just go and take that money and buy the few books I want in particular. So I'd be very curious. I certainly think there's room enough for all, so it may be very well that it's just a few more technologies and we have just additional resources and maybe, you know, Bookshare and these entities will specialize in the books that are not approved by authors and publishers to go through these other formats like Blio and iBook. So it's all going to be very curious to see how it pans out. And no one knows. I certainly don't know, and I doubt that anyone has a specific answer, you know, where that's concerned. Well, hopefully, okay, it didn't. I just closed my webpage here. Let me get that back up here. But I think we're going to put the wraps on it here. And but join us this Monday. I think we're going to have a very interesting podcast. We're going to go in a little greater detail about this XP mode for Windows 7. It's a really cool technology. And also, I found something very cool called the Classic Shell that basically lets you return your Windows 7 and Vista Start menus and Windows Explorer to the XP view. And before you decide you don't like that technology, here's something to keep in mind, that you can actually still bring up the current 7 or Vista Start menu. So you have the option to view your Explorer or Start menus via either mode. I like it. Classic Shell. It's freeware. It's 1.91. I'll put the link up. I don't have it here off the top of my head. It's a free program over at SourceForge. And we learned about it last week, and we will demo both of those on Monday's podcasts. And I think we'll have some other cool stuff to announce. So very exciting time. I like it when there's always new technologies coming out left and right. Keeps me on my toes and keeps things exciting. But I guess the downside, you get too many new things going on at once, not everything can last. And there's always a few losers, you know. There's always a few Betamaxes out there, which doesn't mean it's a bad technology. It just means it was the one that folks chose. But anyway, I want to thank you. A lot of great input tonight. I hope these three scanning solutions have been of use to you. Again, what you buy and how much you spend on your technology is always a personal decision. It always should be. But we, as always at Serotalk, want to give you all known options so that you can make informed and educated decisions. So if you decide to spend $200 or $2,000, that you made that decision with the knowledge of all available options, because that's what we want at the end of the day. So until we meet again next week, let's stay connected and stay directed. This concludes another Serotalk Tech Chat, powered by Accessible Event, a product of Serotech Corporation, giving the blind, deaf, and deafblind full access to classes, meetings, and webinars using Microsoft Word documents, Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint slides, and web pages. 508 compliance is just one click away at www.accessibleevent.com. Until we meet again, stay connected and stay directed.